Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Still. This is DJ Brennan Ziplock, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Oh my god, try that one more time all together now. Bird watching. Libretti, I hope you said that with us out there. And hello to your two friends, who I have quickly forgotten the names of, but I'm about to look up. Dylan and Cyrus, also known as Centrist.
A special shout out for them.
Oh, oh!
So we're just here in the studio. Can you just say your DJ name one more time?
It's Breaded Ziplock.
Breaded Ziplock and DJ...
Rascal.
DJ Rascal. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio tonight. There was some quick technical difficulties, and that's why we almost played two songs, but I figured it out, so yeah. It's DJ Breaded Ziplock's first time in the studio. How you feeling?
Feeling snazzy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate?
No.
Okay. That's okay.
That's it.
How do you feel DJ Rascal is the second time in the studio?
I've already gotten comfy. You know, it's just feeling like home in the studio today.
Liv comes out of her room before we left. She goes, this look casual enough? Full flannel. Like, we are mid-July. And she whips out the flannel. Yes.
I had to go with the retro old 90s vibe to match the studio.
Yeah. So we're so here for it. I don't know if anyone tuned in Sunday morning from, nope, it was Saturday night from 11 to midnight. It was me and my twin out here just absolutely vibing.
A special broadcast.
It was such a special broadcast. That was really so random, and we had zero listeners, but that's okay. But then a full lady came in for her midnight to 1 a.m. slot, and she was probably like 45 years old, and I was like, what's she doing out here?
Just her typical Saturday night routine.
Like, literally.
If you're out there listening, we appreciate you, and you inspire us every day.
They really do.
But 9 o'clock on a Monday is as late as I'm going to get.
Yeah. So, DJ Breaded Ziplock, could you tell us what inspired the name?
All right. So, this one time, I was shopping for lint, and...
Like the chocolates?
No, like the actual
fluff. The stuff that comes out of the laundry?
Yeah, super underrated.
You can buy that?
In bulk, actually.
Oh, cool. Facebook Marketplace?
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. And, don't ask too many questions.
All right.
I was baking a cake for my mom that day, because mm-hmm. her birthday was the week before.
Does the lint go in the cake?
I was getting there.
Okay.
Let him.
Sorry, I'm done.
Turn my mic off. I had the lint in my left hand, the... Betty Crocker in my right, and you know, just one thing led to another, and then I found myself in the Ziploc aisle, and that's how my name was born.
Wow. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Brought a single tear to my eye.
Yeah, keep it off the microphone.
The fans are saying I can do better on the name.
Okay, well, you can think about it, and you can sign off and really just make everyone have to wait the entire hour so they can hear
what your DJ name is.
Okay, so we're just going to play another song, but I feel like everyone's doing great so far, and I just hope you enjoy this song that I really, really like, and I just found yesterday, so here we go.
I kissed my penny and I threw it in. I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water bends. The only place I
you wait.
All right, we're back. That was just a little yubba. So I just want to tell a quick story about how, like, huge bird watching has gotten. So DJ Sam Straven was hanging out with me on Friday night, and he had two friends from home, and they were like, I was like, oh, like, what are you gonna do this weekend? I was like, well, of course we have bird watching. And the two friends literally flipped out. They're like, oh my god, you bird watch? And they just went off about ornithology for like 10 minutes. And Sam and I were just looking at each other, and we were like, how do we break it to these poor kiddos that it is just a radio show and I have no knowledge about birds?
Little did they know. Their passion is invested in the wrong bird watching.
It really was, and I felt horrible, but
those girls were really just out there looking for a way to connect.
And like, I hope we did. And they wanted to come on the show, and I hope they're listening here tonight, Natalie and another girl.
If you're up there at Colby and tuning in,
like, we're so humble.
Here for you. Mm-hmm.
Stay humble. That's the biggest takeaway from all of that. So, yeah. Anyone else have any good stories to share from their weekend? Because I know I do have so many stories up my sleeve. My sister was in town, so we really just had such a day. She came in, and she was a little...
Tensions were high,
because I forgot her at the station.
Why'd you forget her?
I was busy making breakfast.
Forget, huh?
I forgot. And then...
Pancakes first.
I had a fuel up for her big visit. So then she did a yoga class in my absence. And then she cleansed herself of her madness for me. And then we went to a flywheel class and she sweat even more.
Just a rage extra workout class. But if you're out there,
we appreciate you.
And
yeah, if you haven't gotten the moral of the story, we were just sweaty for like so many hours straight because it was also 98 degrees outside.
Feels like 104.
Yeah, we felt that. And then we took a really long shower in my house and sat in my air-conditioned room. Then we ate some dinner. Then she met a lot of my friends. It was just like a wholesome time.
Yeah, the whole gang came through.
They really did.
And
that's really all I have to say about that.
So, 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Zach, sorry, DJ Breaded Ziploc.
Thank you.
Anything you want?
Did we get to why it was DJ Breaded Ziploc?
I mean, I told
you. He was in the Ziploc aisle. That's how it ended.
Lint.
The lint.
I just picked up the lint
when
in one
in
hand.
Doubt,
and
just lint
it out.
Linted out.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to play another song, and then I'm going to like get these kids in line because they're
we're getting our second wind.
That is critical for bird watching.
I'm sorry. We're slacking. I'm going to come back with a new DJ name after this song, and we're going to start over.
Thank you. All right, here we go, fam.
This one's for Kelly.
Swimming in December, heading for the city lights, 975. We sharing each other, mirrors and bottles, scent of lemon drips from your eyes.
September 1st, 1989. September 1st, 1989. Dear Diary. I believe I'm a good person.
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what song just came on. It's from Heather's.
They want.
I told you Amanda always listens to musical theater music on her own. It's all she listens to.
I've never heard this song
before. It's a
conspiracy story, Amanda.
We were so tiny, happy and shiny, playing tag and getting chased.
Freak, slut, loser, short bus.
Singing and clapping, laughing and napping, baking cookies, eating paste.
All night, stuck up, hunchback.
Then we got bigger, that was the trigger, like the Huns invading Rome. Oh, sorry. Welcome to my school, this ain't no high school, this is the Thunderdome. Hold your breath and count the days, we're graduating soon.
All right, I'm really just the most sorry for that.
A nice little interlude between songs.
We were trying to find a song that Zach's friend sings called Alice, and it couldn't find the song, but it came up with that song.
It wasn't a mistake.
It wasn't. It was meant
to be. It was next in Amanda's queue.
Like, maybe. like really maybe.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, we're excited to hear Zach's friend songs. But that comes after this short break of chatter. Aw, Libretti, thank you. She accepts me for my musical theater.
Seahorses rule.
What?
Seahorses rule.
What makes you triggered to say that?
Explain.
They're just like, people sleep on seahorses, and like, it just, I can't keep it inside of me anymore. Like, it's just.
They do sleep on seahorses.
Has anyone ever seen a seahorse in the wild?
No.
They're real. Further question. Is an aquatic situation, is that the wild?
You mean the ocean?
Yeah, but any kind of...
Like,
yeah.
Upon snorkeling in Maui.
Like, is that like a ocean? Or like in the same way that it's like a wild forest?
Can you tame it?
Maybe.
No.
Probably not.
Is it considered a park?
So I feel like it's wild. Okay. Case closed.
Food for thought.
Just...
I'm hungry.
Literally picked up Zach. Got in the car, he's like, so what kind of snacks did you bring? I was like, no food or drink in the studio, Zach.
Gets followed every time.
No soda, no gum.
No fun.
Maybe water.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
I'm great.
Okay. Well, can you explain to us your friend a little bit before we play her song?
Oh.
What's the connection?
High school.
Oh yeah.
It's such a serious thing. These problems matter.
I agree. Thank you so much.
That's the connection.
These problems matter, everyone. So here's Alice, and not the Heather's song that I accidentally played.
Oh, what a thrill. What a thrill to see your name on my phone at night. What a sight. What a sight. They let me turn on a light. Sit upright, sit upright, and hold the phone still. Haven't talked for a while, for a while. You've been MIA, but your smile got me blinded. Can't see for miles, don't know where we're headed. Calling my name, calling my name.
Wow, good song, Zach's friend.
Good work.
We're really just proud of you.
Good work, Zach, for going to high school with her. That's
Thank
huge.
I, that is huge.
It did, I'm sure.
Oh, it did.
We had some famous people come to my high school. We had DJ, what was his name?
DiCaprio.
Oh, Ben
Stiller.
Something. But he was a rapper, and he was this very...
A real DJ.
Well, kind of. He was a small Jewish boy who was very wealthy, and his parents, like, made, like, let him record songs, and, like...
Dickie?
Like, I think that's what his name is, yeah.
Really?
No!
No. Oh, my God. But, yeah, this kid just, like, walked around, like, flap-brim hat, pants sagging. Like, man was looking like a full-time rapper, except for his, like... full physique.
just
it was just confusing.
Yeah.
But Ben something, if you're out there listening to Birdwatching right now, if you're one of our 8 listeners,
we remember you.
Can we play a song?
Yeah, we can, if I remember his last name. But in the meantime, I have another song queued up from another person that I...
Are you gonna
oh my
call?
God, we're
gonna call.
Heck yeah. It's our main girl, Libretti.
Hi.
Hey,
hi,
dude.
Babe.
Hello.
Hey.
What's hey, buddies.
It's Centric. Hi, I'm Centric. How's it going?
Hi, Centric. It's great to meet you.
It's Centric, not Centric.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Centris.
Centrist?
It's Centris. C-E-N-T-R-I-S.
Ooh.
Also known as Cyrus.
There's two renditions of the same name?
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite at that point where you can call her that yet. That's okay.
Okay, cool.
We're eating frozen bananas.
And playing Scrabble. Well, we haven't exactly started our game yet. So.
Wait, Scrabble or Bananagrams?
No, they're eating bananas.
No. We're eating frozen bananas.
Oh, what?
Confusion.
Wow, that is a great sentence.
Yeah.
Well, Liv and I have gotten very into Bananagrams recently, which is probably why she was... like, so she perked up in her voice when...
Wait, I'm so down for Bananagrams.
Wait, so I fully bought a packet of the gram.
No, I think it was
the gram.
And we may or may not have a running tally on our
scoreboard.
And she might have just taken the lead 4-3 in our solo games of Bananagrams because everyone else in our house has moved out.
Yeah, do need
to... Wait, are we on air?
You're on the air.
Oh, no, wait, wow. You didn't warn us. You could have just been cursing up a storm.
Is there supposed to be a disclaimer?
Yeah, there is.
Beep, beep,
beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Blah. Liberty's social security is blah.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to curse in Morse code.
We have a...
Please do. That was Centris.
This is radio. That was hilarious.
The
What's
boys
the
are
joke?
Just popping off in central Pennsylvania.
Can you repeat the joke, please? We missed
sorry.
It.
Anyway, wait. So, Centris is a big climber.
Whoa.
Zach just perked up.
He really perked.
Chat.
Talk chalk to me, Centris.
I was stalking this Georgia person.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a very polite way looking at this person's Instagram photos of her climbing.
Of course.
I was very impressed.
Purely by her skill.
She was climbing V9s outside. That's still.
That's a lot, yeah.
V9? Oh, baby,
Zach,
I know about those.
How many mountains can you climb at once?
How many what?
Mountains.
It depends how many twees he ripped.
Yeah, it's... That's a directly proportional situation.
Mm.
As we found
is
out.
Is it a 1-to-1?
Tweez on my good Christian radio show.
It's more of a 3/4.
Tweez as in non-alcoholic twisted tea.
Yes.
He takes the alcohol out. He distills it.
I would never
untwist
my body.
I take the twist.
Untwisted
right
tea.
They made a non-alcoholic version of twisted tea.
Yeah, it's get wait for it. It's called iced tea.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sounds delicious.
It's riveting. It's inspirational.
Oh my God.
It's sensational.
Wait, should we make some when we get
Can
home?
Can you shotgun iced
could.
Tea?
Probably.
Another funny bit from this evening.
Please, we Dylan live for bits.
Dylan had his first date.
Dylan!
Where did you take...
Wait, time out.
It.
Dylan, I don't know if...
What?
Hey, get it?
It's 2019.
For the first time.
The texture was too weird, but it tasted good.
This is for the good Christian radio.
Are you still talking about the date?
We were talking about the dried fruit. Yes, wow. The date. Oh. That was so quick, you guys.
I think you're getting another call.
Oh my god, we have another call. Should we just have us all in together?
We're gonna put you on hold.
Hey, yeah, can they come in too?
Yeah, they can, I think. Here we go. Hello?
Hi,
who is that?
I'm from Seattle.
Thanks! Oh my god, hello!
What's up?
Oh my god! It's Olivia's sister, Becca.
Straight off the oil, eating some barbecue chicken in the
No,
fridge.
You're not. Don't joke about that.
I'm glad to know about that.
In case you missed that, they're on some kind of like waterboard situation, or she just came off of a waterboard.
We think Minutemen, but wetter.
Waterboard versus different waterboard.
All right, this is overwhelming with so many callers. I'm gonna have to drop one of you.
No, waterboard, not rat.
I can't hear.
I love all of you.
Thank you for the support.
Okay, we're gonna play another song now.
Becca, I love you.
And then you can call back in whenever it feels right.
People deserve to hear this.
Head in mind, and often you won't let it up. Feeling tired, guessing my bones through the night. While I'm awake, I cannot say it's odd to be nervous to leave my love at you. Don't hold back, and I'll get to greeting you good. Your voice breaks, feeling like I thought it would. Morning's with me, oh, I cannot say as long as you know it. Then let's get on with the day. Let's unwind, don't worry your mind. This paradise waiting for us.
My cousin Michael's band, Vacationer, just singing their most popular hit, Paradise Waiting.
That may or may not be on the playlist of a specific frat at Dartmouth. They're really making it big.
Like, Vacationer is making it huge just as the band is breaking up because apparently the lead singer is not a nice guy. Hot take.
Not news.
Have you heard?
Of course.
Okay. So now it's the most important time of the night. I just need everyone to sit down if you're standing.
Buckle up.
Turn
if
off
you're
your
in a
oven
car.
If it's on. Hold your kid's hand if you're with a small child.
Hold your own hand.
It's PSA time.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a ladder do that to you. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Once again, that is orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much.
So for all of you moving in early September, hold on to your ladders.
And horses, but mostly ladders.
Also, we need it to be repeated one more time, just for the people in the back.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Don't ask twice.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
It could be.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item in your entire household in your home. Using a ladder might seem easy.
It might.
Misusing one?
Even easier.
Is even easier.
Fuck.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into a trauma center
literally
last year
straight into the trauma center.
Didn't know that was possible.
I didn't either.
Splat.
Don't do that to yourself.
Mm-mm.
For tips on ladder safety, once again, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Backwards, it's YTEFASREDDAL/.
Keep together, Zach. I know it's sad.
Dot O. FNIOHTR. And lastly,
holy,
but not leastly, oh, it's been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety minded friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts, Mass. 02144. That's 02144 slash ladder safety.
Thank you.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe. You don't want to fall straight into the trauma center.
And you don't want to be on a ladder when there's lightning.
It's also true. We do have quite a sticky night out there. It's been wet for a few days, but...
Call.
I want... Hello, caller.
Hi. I don't... think inquiries. Did y'all just do the PSA for the ladder safety?
Yeah, we might have, actually.
What's it to you?
It just so happens that I'm actually one of the 150,000 survivors.
No.
You are
of
so
a ladder
strong.
Related incident.
Oh, my God.
And you just, didn't give us room for a trigger warning.
Thank you, guys. I just so happened to be listening in.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, a tear was brought to my eye. I'm getting a little...
You sound really broken up about it. If it's too much to talk about, it's okay.
It's a large number, and people don't know about it.
They really don't.
I think it's really important that you guys are...
Just trying to do my part, Michael.
No. Yeah.
Can you just speak to your time at the trauma center?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Could you just speak to your time at the trauma center? Like, how is it there?
I mean... Okay, so let me break it down.
Please.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Day one.
Is that how you fell off?
Day zero, more like.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost instantaneous. Like, my clothes were changed. by the time I hit the floor, and I was in a hospital bed in the trauma center. It was insane.
Literally,
I had no idea how
uncanny.
It happened.
I'm trying to fall off the ladder
so quick.
I never saw that hoodie ever again.
Damn it.
But
it was absolutely insane. And I was probably in a warehouse. It didn't even seem like a trauma center.
No, it probably didn't.
Another easily 200 people that had suffered the same ladder accident.
And it was just as traumatic.
And did they ever get their clothes back?
I need to know,
they
Michael.
They never got their clothes back.
Shit.
I probably wore that gown for a solid week.
We need a new PSA about where these clothes are going. We'll find them.
ORTHOINFO.org/ladder safety.
Uh-huh.
He was just giving it one more time for the people in the back.
Sorry. Okay, cool.
Sorry, I just have my BlackBerry out now. Let me type it in now.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
Please use the rolling ball for your own safety.
Yeah. And please don't use your BlackBerry whilst on a ladder. That's also dangerous.
All right, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Hey.
No, thank you.
Have a better day.
No, you have a better night out there.
All right,
it's been a pleasure.
It's for all my ladders.
Goodbye. Wow. It's just somber words in the studio right now. No one was ready for that.
Time for a song?
Time for a song. I don't know if this is the right vibe, though.
I think I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can recognize
it. Oh, we have another caller.
Jeez.
Wow, we are really just... Is this another trauma center patient?
Hi, I'm in Medford, and I just found this entire outfit sitting on the ground.
Oh my god.
It's near a ladder, actually.
Oh my god. I think we might know the owner of said outfit.
Michael, get back on the line. If you're out there listening.
It's mayhem with two callers. I'm sorry.
So where'd you find this outfit?
Medford stuff.
Oh my god.
Pretty close to Carmichael, actually.
Can we get the longitude and latitude?
No.
Ma'am?
That's okay.
She's out of practice. She's out of practice.
Ma'am, it's okay. Ma'am, this is really hard for me.
I'm
having a really hard time. I'm having a really hard time.
I think we're all having a hard time.
Are you alone out there eating your barbecue chicken?
I've moved on to a sweet potato.
Oh.
It has tahini on it. It's really delicious.
Interesting combination.
Ma'am, stay calm.
Yeah, I have to.
We're going to get you out of there. We're going to get you away from that zucchini.
Not the zucchini.
Tahini?
Ma'am, one more time. It's www.laddersafety.org.
You're drowning? You're drowning in tahini?
Laddersafety.org.
Who do I call? There's no hotline for this. I'm drowning in tahini.
We're losing her.
All right, you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. That was really so special. Yeah. I hope you two callers can meet up and link clothes to human. Here's another song because I believe in this situation. I'm so sorry we're experiencing technical difficulties, so we're just going to play a different song. Oh, here we go. This is a good one.
We sit in the car outside your house, I can feel the heater coming round. I go to put my arm around you and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let out one of your bald sighs and lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. We get dressed up and we go out, baby, for the night. We come on early, burning in some firefight. I'm sick and tired of you sitting.
yeah. Setting me up just to knock and knock and knock on me down, 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 down. I remember back when we started, my kisses used to turn you inside out. I used to drive you to work in the morning, Friday night I'd drive you all around. You used to love to drive me wild, yeah, but lately girl you get your kicks from just driving me down, 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 down.
We're back. That was just Zach giving us a little
welcome back.
Acapella-ness.
Little chapstick.
No.
Little aquifer.
Do you have a chapstick of choice?
It's a sight for sore eyes. I like the strawberry chapstick.
That's a hot take.
Any brand in particular?
The one called chapstick. It's one of those things. It's like Febreze. It's like not actually Febreze, but it's like only ones they call it Febreze. Like chapstick's the same deal.
I get that.
I thought about that actually.
TM honey.
How long have you been thinking about that?
It's actually all I think about all the time is trademarking and labeling. That's all I have room for.
Capitalism.
In this bird brain.
I appreciate that you're just embracing the culture that we have cultivated here on bird watching.
I've had to, actually. I was raised to accept it.
I know you were.
Yeah.
You
weren't there, actually. No, you don't know.
I'm so sorry to impose on your life like that. That was my beat.
Okay.
Zach and I are fighting now, and I'm so sorry that you guys all had to listen to that.
Over.
Please do, Liv. What's your favorite brand of chapstick?
I've always been a Burt's Bees queen.
That always made my lips feel just a little too icy.
That's the point.
Oh, I wasn't here for it.
Well, you should have been.
Okay.
Used to be Eos.
Okay.
That's all I have to say on the topic.
Question. Did you ever put your Eos on so it made that little,
the nipple?
The nipple?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could say that on the air.
the nipple.
Yeah.
We have Colin, if you've done that.
Colin, please. But don't, because I don't really need to know.
That's all there is to it.
We all know who made their Eos into a nipple.
It's so apparent.
It is. It's the most apparent. You just know who... Who did that?
First day of class, look around the room, gauge out the situation. Who's getting weird with their chapstick? This guy.
All right, so this is just a really good song I'm gonna play now, so thank you all for listening to that. Hey,
tell him I'm a good kisser. Tell him all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good,
not good,
not good.
Wow, just such a bop.
I do have to interject with a fun fact that I learned today that I actually am just recalling.
Please.
So today I had the honor and privilege of touring the WGBH radio and television studio in Brighton, Massachusetts.
What does that stand for?
Oh, Greater Boston, W Greater Boston H, I don't know.
Perfect.
And... literally WMFO came up in conversation. One of our panelists just happens to teach a history of radio course at Tufts University, in which he casually dropped the fact that WMFO is one of the oldest radio stations in the country. So if you're listening tonight, you're participating in nothing less than history being made.
Congratulations.
That's literally incredible, and I didn't know we had a radio class at this school, and I'm going to sign up and enroll.
She's logging
tonight.
Into SIS right now.
Literally, do you hear the keys typing? Because that is me logging
click,
into my
click,
SIS.
Click, 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 click.
It's also me trying to see how many listeners we have, but it's only saying one, but I keep refreshing because I think it can't
we
be
know
there's
out
no
there.
Way. There's no way.
There's literally no way. Also, my parents listening, so that's at least one, and Paige is listening, so that's at least two. My mother just texted... so funny, today I was gifted about 20 samples of EO's lip gloss from a student who's working in the lab this summer.
Kath!
So send them our way, and the first 20 callers will get those 20 free EOs.
They know what to do.
You know what to do. But anyway, that's really all I have to share at this point. Anybody have anything else to say?
Any other fun facts of the day?
Oh, and Libretti's one, so we're up to three. Yes.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a technical difficulty going on.
Libretti, please text back. Will you take the radio class with me?
There's history of radio. There's also civic life in media, in which they participate in media.
She didn't respond, so it's still up in the air of whether or not we're taking it together. But it's okay. We're going to play another good song, and she can think about it.
He could be a sinner, arch gentleman. He could be a preacher when your soul is down. He could be a lawyer on a witness stand. But I'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger, you gave a second glance. He could be a trophy
of a one-night stand. It could have your humor, but I don't understand. 'Cause I'll never love you like I can. Chance encounter of circumstance. Maybe he's a mantra. Keep your mind in trance. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can. I love your demons like devils can. If you're self-seeking, an honest man, you stop deceiving, Lord, please.
Actually feeling this song, he just wanted to give a quick intro.